When it's sunset and you're standing on the Vermilion Cliffs looking south towards the Grand Canyon, if you're lucky, you might see the huge dark shape of a California condor. As it glides over the 3,000-foot cliffs, the condor's 10-foot wingspan is unmistakable. When you're standing beneath this ancient bird, the largest in North America, comparisons inevitably come to mind. In other places along the rim of the Pariah Canyon, Vermilion Cliffs Wilderness, high on the Pariah Plateau above the Colorado River, the sheer size of the landscape dwarfs the great birds. Visitors lose perspective. Looking out across the heart of the Colorado Plateau towards Navajo Mountain and Flagstaff, Arizona, even the largest birds on the continent seem like black receding dots. The deep incised lines of canyons like Echo Cliffs and Marbo Canyon seem to stretch forever, which is why visiting Vermilion Cliffs National Monument in the remotest part of Arizona is like being on top of the world. Imagine the monument is a large D shape on the Utah-Arizona border. The straight line of the D is the House Rocks gravel road that runs north-south. John Nielsen, author of Condor, writes, quote, "Those birds would have seen the Anasazi culture thrive in the Vermilion Cliffs for roughly 2,000 years and then watched whatever it was that caused the Anasazi to vanish without a trace." The top of the 294,000-acre Vermilion Cliffs National Monument is accessible by four-wheel drive vehicles, but the rim, or the sides of the huge D shape, constitute the 110,000-acre Paria Vermilion Cliffs Wilderness Area. Visitors can drive to remote spots, car camp, then simply stroll to the edge and be in federally protected wilderness. Three couples from Durango and St. George, Utah, have spent 9 years leisurely walking the entire rim. They call themselves the Rim Huggers and have matching sweatshirts. For Bob and Emily Atwood, the Paria Plateau in the middle and the Vermilion Cliffs on the edge represent their favorite place on Earth. Managed by the Bureau of Land Management, Vermilion Cliffs is not for the faint of heart. The BLM advises, quote, "Visits to the area require special planning and awareness of potential hazards such as rugged and unmarked roads, poisonous reptiles and insects, extreme heat or cold, deep sand, and flash floods." Hey, that's my kind of place. I agree with the BLM's recommendation to bring a spare tire, plenty of water, food, and gasoline. Extra gasoline and shovels are a necessity, and so is car caravanning because of miles of treacherous sand. On a 5-day car camping visit, we saw no one. The remoteness of the Vermilion Cliffs on the east side of the Arizona Strip is exactly why federal agencies used the cliffs as the perfect location to reintroduce endangered California condors, which as a species may be 11 million years old. On the southwest corner of the rim, holding and feeding pens have allowed young condors to acclimate. Trained specialists with the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service have used hand puppets to feed roadkill to juvenile birds. In 1987, biologists captured the last wild condor in California. The California Condor Recovery Team and Captive Breeding Program saved the species. Begun in the mid-1990s, this reintroduction has brought the giant birds back to the Southwest, where their presence can surprise visitors. While eating lunch on the rim, the Atwoods and their friends watched a young juvenile condor with number 43 attached to both wings land 50 feet away and then hop closer. At 15 feet, the bird ducked its head like it was bowing, dipped its wings, and, in condorese, begged for sandwiches. The same bird had been terrorizing rafters on the Colorado River by landing on rocks and seeking pastrami. He was later taken back for re-education and a healthier diet of dead rabbits. Grand Canyon guide Wayne Ranney believes that California condors evolved with Paleo-Indians. He thinks that before the extinction of megafauna like woolly mammoths when early man killed large beasts, condors cruised in for the banquet. Their affinity for human-killed carrion has gotten them into trouble because they almost became extinct due to lead poisoning from eating animals killed by modern-day hunters. Now the birds are released on the Vermilion Cliffs, and they routinely glide over to the south rim of the Grand Canyon to watch tourists. The birds also practice aerial acrobatics below Navajo Bridge above Marble Canyon. A pair of condors even flew as far north as Grand Mesa, near Grand Junction, Colorado. But to truly see them in their element, dipping, diving, swooping, gliding, walk the rim of the Vermilion Cliffs. I saw number 25. The bird silently drifted over us, white patches under its wings, feathers at the wingtips splayed out like spread fingers, a vision from another epoch. In late autumn light, as shadows stretch deep into canyon bottoms and that lovely orange-gold light climbs cliffs, look out over the vastness of northern Arizona. When you start to see the shadow of a low-flying jet, it's probably just a Pleistocene bird back from the brink of extinction.